classmeister mine on Saturday.
Huh?
The ladies take classmeister mine on, do it every day.
Are you asking that we don't only do them Sukkot Zimra, we do it in Shmoneh Esrei also?
No, we should do it in Shmoneh Esrei because we say Micha Mocha Bar Gvuras in Shmoneh Esrei.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. Okay, no, it says L'chad Chiddush not do that. You're supposed to daven in the way that you would speak to a Adam Chashu. And I don't think that when you speak to Adam Chashu, you shakl.
I think the Rashi and Rabbi Wabring Zichron and Rabbi used to daven Shmoneh Esrei standing still.
Okay.
Rashi would lean a little bit, and then Rabbi Weinberg, I think, used to stay in Mamish straight.
Okay. Is it... is it Talmud Chacham chayav to stand up for Zogin Amaras? I asked Rav David Feinstein this question. He said yes. My Rosh Hashiva, Rav Carlos El Sal Bracha, used to get up for a yid that used to daven in the yeshiva. He was about 90. My Rosh Hashiva was in his 60s. And maybe it was already 70. And this person who's down in the yeshiva was an incredible person. I don't know how he did it. He was a European yid. He used to daven in the morning after he said mamodas. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's something that you say. And the rest of the day he said to him, the whole day, come to Mincha. He dropped his tone, then he said to him again, said, Marv, I don't know if I would be able to hold out like that. So he was a El Chayid. I don't know if he understood what he was saying and tell him or not. Maybe he was, as I doubt it. He was a complete Amaretz. He was very El Chayid. And he was in his 90s already, so my Rashi used to get up for him. That marriage the case of Talmud Chacham getting up for Zakhan Amaretz. But the question is like this. If someone is over 70, is he mechuyev to get up for someone else who's over 70? Or if someone's over 90, is he mechuyev to get up for someone who's over 70? So Rav David Feinstein said yes, he's mechuyev. In other words, it doesn't make a difference how old you are. As long as the Torah says, "Vadarta p'nei zaken," if he's a zaken, it doesn't matter how old you are, that you still have this mitzvah. Is there a chiyuv d'oraisa to eat meat on Yom Tov? Okay, so Chazal say, "Ein simcha el v'vasa v'yayin." It says, "V'samachta b'chagecha," it's just be happy on Yom Tov. "Ein simcha v'vasa v'yayin." But that basa, which they're talking about, is the basa of Karbanos. You have to bring Azriya, you can bring a Shlamim, whatever you bring. That's the, for Maaseh Sheni, you can bring Karban. And so today, it is not the same Chiyuv of eating meat, like it was in the time when there was a base of Mikdash. There's still a mitzvah of simcha, and if it can't be basar kachrim, there isn't an inyan to eat meat. There's definitely an inyan to eat meat on Yom Tov, more than chicken, because that Chazal is speaking about basar behema. There's an inyan to do it, but if you don't like meat, so then you don't have to eat meat. As a matter of fact, if you can't stand meat or chicken, you're not mechuyev to eat either one on Yom Tov. You can make all your meals milchik. If you don't like milchik either, so then you can eat parv. If you can't stand parv either, you're actually allowed to, if it's only for you to fast, you don't have the chivas smachta b'chagecha, you don't have. There's a chazal mechayev you to eat two meals. You have to eat two kabetzim of bread, but otherwise not mechuyev to eat, because if that's your simcha, and because of that, if someone has a bad dream and he feels very bad about it, Chazal say, Yofa tainus l'chalayim ke'esh l'na'iris, that if a person has a bad dream and he fasts the day after he has the bad dream, he had a dream at night and he fasts during the day, it's that tainus takes care of the dream like esh l'na'iris, like you put fire to the psoilus of linen, like, you know what they used to wrap Israel with? Does anyone remember that? That they were like a wool. So you put a flame to it, the whole thing goes up, but 1, 2, 3. So he says that the Na'iris is what you, the psoilus of Pishtan, which is what that is. So so it takes care of it. So a person has a dream, which is really a bad dream, which Chazal says is a bad dream, he's allowed to fast on Shabbos. But then he has to fast on Sunday again because he fasted on Shabbos. He wasn't supposed to fast on Shabbos, but he should fast on Shabbos because it's an einik for him. And so the main thing is it should be something which you feel that you're happy with. That makes you give yourself a chance. Is one allowed to look at items for sale in a store if he doesn't have to buy? I don't think that there's any problem of looking at items for sale in a store if you don't intend to buy it, besides Bittul Torah. But you'll have to look at them, but if you go and you ask the storekeeper, what's the price of this item, and if I buy two, do I get it cheaper? If they're two together, if I buy one, do I get it cheaper? Whatever, is it more expensive? So then you're not allowed to do that. It's considered Gneivas Das. Doesn't matter if a salesperson won't try to make him buy. Once he gets a person involved over here, he's actually, if he doesn't intend to buy, he's not allowed to do that. But stump to look, I don't think that there's any problem with that.
What if he's in this farm store and there's like a rack with magazines or Jewish newspapers or whatever? Or is he allowed to look through it? And or is that a problem?
Okay, well, what happens if he doesn't touch them? He just looks at the headlines in the newspapers. Is there a problem with that? I don't think there's a problem. There's a store that sells papers and says some person won the election or whatever. You'll have to look at that. You're not hurting anyone if you do that, as long as you don't stand in the way of other customers that want to buy it. But the
what about opening up the magazine and looking inside?
It depends whether the owner of the store is makbid on that or not. If he's not makbid, you could do it, but if he's makbid, you can't do it. And you should assume that he is makbid. If one people handling it, the pages might get creased, whatever, any problem. They don't want you to handle it at all. What does it matter if a salesperson won't try to make a buy, doesn't have nothing to do with that. On which new clothing does one make Mavish Rumma? When is the bracha made? The only time you make a bracha Mavish Rumma if you buy a new suit or you buy a new coat is only those clothings on which you make a Shachyanu. So even though there's some people say when you buy a new suit today, you don't make a Shachyanu because it's not like in former times. Rav David Krongras said that in former times, before you got married, you went to the tailor. I don't know if things going to a store and taking a suit off the rack. You had to go to a tailor. So you went to the tailor, he took your measurements, he made you a kapata, or whatever, so you wore a bakasha. And that was supposed to last for 15 years. After 15 years, the cloth already started to wear out a little bit. So he went back to the tailor. He went and he took the whole thing apart and sort of backwards. Now the inside of the material is on the outside. So now that lasts for another 10 years. So 25, but you bought a suit that lasts for 25 years. Then when you got a new suit after that, so it was a Shachyanu. If one of the young ones want to say, Baruch Hashem, I'm willing to get a new suit. So today, people buy suits every couple of years, so it's not such a great simcha like it used to be. And so maybe don't make Shachyanu. Most people have the right thing.